It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
All right, last night we talked to head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson. Tonight we chat with somebody that covers Golden Gopher basketball, Gopher athletics, Minnesota United soccer. That will be Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. He joins us now on the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Andy, how you been?
I've been good. You?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you ready to shovel tomorrow?
Am I what? Ready to shovel tomorrow?
Are you ready to shovel a little bit tomorrow?
Yeah, I know. You know, it's one of those things where at this time of the year, every year, I'm like, man, can I get away with not doing it? How soon is it going to melt? You know, that kind of wavering in my head of like, do I really need to do it or can I get away with it? It's going to melt in a couple of days anyway. And that's what I always kind of feel at this time of the year.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned that, because I didn't hear the segment, but I know that Jason DeRussia had teased it. He actually teased that as like a thought. Like, about, like, do you go ahead and just shovel it and get it out the way? Because we're hearing it's going to be heavy, it's going to be very wet, and it could hurt your back. Or do you just go ahead and say, you know what, we'll let it be and it'll be gone in a couple of days?
I know, man. I hear you. I'm actually headed to Austin on Thursday. So it's like, if I don't do it, then I just stick it with my pet sitter. So I'm going to be out there doing it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. All righty. So, well, you know, the Golden Gophers tomorrow have a big game, not for like some sort of NCAA resume or anything like that, because it's not about that at all. The Gophers are not going anywhere. They just want to try to get into the Big Ten Conference Tournament. But this is, I think, a big game with regards to Ben Johnson and just the way that he's coached this year. He's had moments and flashes where you're like, yeah, this guy absolutely 100% deserves to retain his job and move into to next season. Then there's been some letdowns, and there's been times where fans have gotten extremely upset and mad. And, you know, and I know that a few people have posted that, you know, he missed maybe a post-game interview at one of the games or something like that. So there's been things that people have looked at and said, I'm not sure if we should retain him.
Yeah.
But after Nebraska on Saturday, I just kind of came to the realization that at this particular time, I think it probably would be best served and wise to have him remain for another year. But still, we've got games left on the schedule. How big is this Wisconsin game with regards to his job security?
I think you look at more bigger picture things and you look at his job security. I think it's just important to get a win against Wisconsin. You know, they've lost, I think it is 8 in a row. I think Ben is responsible or has been on the sideline for 6 or 7 of those. So just for the sake of the rivalry, just for the sake of competitiveness, the sake for, you know, having Dawson Garcia and the rest of the seniors go out on a winning note to just be competitive, I think it's important from just, you know, holding up their end of the bargain, like Ben Johnson said today, and they haven't been doing that consistently enough in the rivalry. So just for a competitive sake, just for the sake of bragging rights, I think it's important. We can get into all the aspects of Ben's job. Will he keep it? Will he not? And why? I think this is just kind of an aside to that, just because of what it's necessary to have just for a competitive standpoint.
When you talk to him and cover the team, what do you think has been kind of the reason why they've been so much better on the road than at home?
I just think that they're better with their back against the wall. They're better as the underdog. They're better as the scrappy, you know, team that needs to, you know, outperform and out-hustle you. I think when you look at this roster, they're primarily made up of guys that have been at the lower levels of college basketball than have transferred up to Minnesota. So they're used to being that underdog. And I just think it's kind of a us against the world. There aren't any distractions. We don't got to worry about tickets. We don't got to, you know, get cozy. I think to a certain degree, they've had to be that way because they haven't taken care of business at home. I think they're, you know, what are they, like 2-7 in Big Ten home games? So they've kind of forced their hand to be more competitive because they've had to play with desperation because they haven't done things as well as they should have at home.
When you look at this, and we're talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here, joining us on the Lake Show News Talk, A30 WCCO, Dawson Garcia is the best player in this program right now. But I think it's a question mark about who the second best player is. Who would you say?
You know what? Going into the year, I would say it was Mike Mitchell. But I think it's probably a combination of probably Lukai Patterson, maybe Femi Odokali, maybe Parker Fox at times. I don't think there's I think that's a really good question because I don't think there's a clear cut guy. And I think that can be beneficial at times. And I also can see that hindering them at other times. So I think, you know, Mike Mitchell, unfortunately, hasn't shot the ball very well. He was probably the clear-cut number two, but I wouldn't even say he's in the top five right now, and that's no, you know, slight on him. He just hasn't shot the ball very well, and I think it's kind of opened it up. I think Lukai Patterson has been really key in a lot of their big games. It was interesting today we talked to him, and I don't know if you remember at that moment late in that Nebraska game where he came off the court and he looked like he was exhausted. He looked like he was dealing with fatigue, and it looked like he was kind of struggling to stay in the game. The Big Ten Network commentators were speculating on what it was and, you know, kind of just looked like he was tired at the end of a long game and playing a lot of minutes. And I asked him about it, and he was like, I was just dealing with some anxiety stuff. And I was just floored by that because he said it so matter-of-factly, so honestly, to just say, hey, man, like I was – because he missed a layup on the possession before, and that was the Frank Mitchell tap-in and – then they played defense, and then there was a timeout, and then he went to the sideline. But it was just the level of honesty that he shared in that moment about, you know, kind of just the real life things of, hey, it was a clutch moment. He wants to do the best for his hometown team. He's playing at the Big Ten level, and it just kind of showed, hey, man, these guys are human, and they're doing everything they can. And sometimes it works out. They have great successes, and other times they're just fighting it and trying to do the best they can.
Yeah. We're talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show News Talk, A30 WCCO. The Gophers do face tomorrow Wisconsin Badgers, final home game of the year. Do you think it'll be – well, it's going to be interesting because we talk about how the crowd is lacking at Williams Arena at the Barn these days. But whenever you have a rival like Wisconsin, you should get a little bump up, hopefully, in attendance. But with the weather, man, it's no telling what it's going to be like tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds like they're expecting a good crowd, but obviously when you have, you know, half a foot of snow being dumped on us tonight into tomorrow, what that's going to do for it. I think there might be enough time to clear it, and the fact that it's a rivalry game and it's the senior night and it's the last time and they're coming off a win, I'd imagine it's going to be a pretty good crowd. But to your point, I mean, it hasn't been all that great for most of the season. So you probably lean towards maybe taking a little bit of a hit, but then you can convince yourself and look at some of the facts and say, well, maybe it's probably pretty good since it's a rivalry game, but we'll have to wait and see.
You know, when you look at the Gopher season, right, I'm interested in the fact, or one of the things that's intriguing to me is, even though they have, I guess you could say, underachieved this year, I guess I know however you want to look at what the expectations were going into the year. I hope that they were going to be better. But I guess my point is this. If you look at some of the losses that they had that were bad losses and convert those into wins, then the outlook for Ben Johnson and the Gophers is a lot better. Like, if you look at how that shook out with Wichita State, if you look at the fact of how things went south against Ohio State at the Barn, you know, I mean, there's at least three games that they should have had and should be on their resume locked in as W's.
No doubt. And I think in my opinion, you're probably overlooking three of the most important ones: the home loss to Washington, the home loss to Penn State, the home loss to Northwestern. All three of those teams, the Gophers, even though they lost to those teams, they're looking down on them in the standings, just showing that they were winnable games. But I think it's to your point, the bigger picture of where this team is, right? They were picked to finish last in the Big Ten, right? That's 18th. I think they're probably, 11th, 12th? They're kind of in a tie. It's a logjam right there. But they're outperforming their expectations mightily. And I think if you look at what happened when they got blown out at Wisconsin in early January, then they lose at Maryland. But then since then, or around that time, I think they're 7-6. So they've got a winning record since mid-January. And you look at kind of what they have in NIL money, and you look at kind of what they have as far as expectations go, and how they've been able to perform and get things done, even though they've lost winnable games at home. I think when you look at the big picture, you can start to talk yourself into kind of what the expectations and what reality are for the Gophers.
All right, what's the best case scenario for this team here, realistically, in the final two games? Would you say a split? Because at home against Wisconsin, then you're on the road against Rutgers. Rutgers is a team that's got some NBA talented type guys, but they have just been a train wreck, and they're getting blown out right now in Purdue, 58-41. Rutgers is trailing Purdue, and that'll be the Gophers' final opponent on the season, Rutgers. So what do you make of the final two games? Because they need to get into this conference tournament.
Yeah, and I think the win against Nebraska probably gets them in kind of regardless of what happens, but I think you probably want to get at least one of these two.
Yep.
I think from a fan standpoint, I think they much rather have the Wisconsin game than the Rutgers game, but it's much more realistic that they beat Rutgers than they do against Wisconsin, just given the offensive talent that Wisconsin has, the fact that they're a top team in the Big Ten, they're ranked, they could score it on anybody. When you talk about this Gopher men's basketball team and the Jekyll and Hyde aspect of them, when they focus on their defense, when they let that be their calling card and don't worry about what happens offensively, they are a much better team. And when they lock in on that side, then they can beat just about anybody. We saw them beat Michigan at home with that aspect. So if they're able to play that kind of suffocating defense, then I think they can probably win tomorrow night. But if it's more likely that they win on Rutgers, when you compare these two games.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally with you. All right, the final thing, and then we'll let you go. You know, when I look at this Golden Gopher basketball team, and I wish them nothing but the best. But at the end of the day, it's been one of those seasons where you're going to say, there were some good moments. I guess what would you say would be because we know what some of the low parts were, low moments of the season, because we talked about a few of those just a second ago. What do you think was the best part of the season to this specific point? Was it the West Coast back-to-back wins?
I think that was probably, one of the two. I would say probably the kind of half-court shot win at home against a ranked Michigan team that had a court storming, and then doing it again against the ranked Oregon team. Obviously, the Ducks have not been as good down the stretch as they were at that time. But those two games where you're able to do it at home, where you're able to kind of create an environment, an atmosphere, create a memory for fans and players alike. I'd say, the West Coast sweep of the LA teams was really good for this team, for this program. But I think when you're able to do it at home and kind of have that visceral aspect, I would probably put those back-to-back Saturdays and those wins against ranked teams in Michigan and Oregon.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, always a pleasure to chat with you, my man. Get ready for the madness. I'm ready to start filling out brackets already. But I appreciate you joining us to talk Gopher basketball, and I'll see you in the press box for United Soccer as well.
All right, sounds good, man. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, take care. That's Andy Greeter joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's break and come back with Bite of the Night.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Bite of the Night this evening involves Hall of Famer in the National Football League and current sports analyst Shannon Sharp. I got nothing against Shannon Sharp. I like Shannon Sharp. But this clip we're about to play, Shannon, you got to calm down. You got to calm down. Don't let your fandom, okay? Let's be real, because we're all fans of teams and stuff like that. Don't let your fandom cloud your better judgment. This is Shannon Sharp talking about one of his favorite teams of sports, the LA Lakers, that now he wouldn't take anyone in the West over the Lakers. Take a listen.
How many teams in the West are you taking over your Lakers right now?
I'm not really sure I'm taking any right now, considering they're the only team that have two bona fide superstars that are in contention. You look at what the Suns have. They're not really in contention, and I understand that the Warriors added Jimmy Butler. But when you look at OKC, are we sure they have two? Now, we know they have one bona fide, which is Shea. Like love Jalen Williams, just scored, dropped a career high the other night, 41 points, and they seem to be playing extremely well. But the way the Lakers are playing right now, the way Luka is starting to get his legs, get his conditioning back, and LeBron has been great. He's been great his entire career, but he's really been exceptional since he's turned 40. I'm not sure that I'm taking anyone. Now, we know things can happen, but if the way they're playing and keep building chemistry, and remember, they played last night without Rui. They played last night without Kobe of the Ozark, which is Austin Reeves. When they get those guys back, with the way the bench is starting to play, Connect is starting to get his legs back. He's starting to get over. Man, they shipped me out. They brought me back. He's starting to get over that. I like this Lakers team. I'm not sure. Are you telling me in seven games they couldn't beat Memphis? They couldn't beat the Nuggets? I told you the other day, Stephen A., it doesn't matter. OKC, KFC, UFC. Look at them five.
He said, hey, OKC, KFC, UFC, it don't matter. Lakers in five. That's where you're letting your fandom cloud your judgment, man. The Lakers are a better team now with Luka, clearly. They're not better than OKC, I'm sorry.
No, you got two guys on the Lakers, but at the end of the day, who's your third guy? Is it Austin Reeves? I mean, that's your number three. I mean, if you're talking about pinning your hopes on Dalton Connect, who got shipped back because the Mark Williams trade didn't work out, then, I mean, I understand. I think you start to have a conversation where you start to be objective and then your fandom takes over. And then it just kind of devolves into something. You know, considering it's entertainment, I have no problem with it. Say whatever you want, Shannon Sharp. I don't take it seriously.
It's just funny to me, though. Like, yeah, you can say what you want, but, like, say D'Angelo Russell's better than Michael Jordan. Like, we would think that you're smoking something.
But
so there's levels to it. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's what he just did, because that's not what I'm saying.
No, I mean, how many people look at Shannon Sharp and say, that's the guy I'm going to go for my basketball wisdom? I don't think many people.
He's had some good sports takes overall, though, I think, for the most part.
I mean, I don't look at, admittedly, I don't watch the shows as much as I used to.
You don't think that a player that played in a league can't have a good take on other, like, leagues?
Oh, I think they can.
Oh, I think they absolutely can.
Yeah.
Because I think that Chris Canty is one of the best in the business right now.
But I don't look at Shannon Sharp and I'm like, okay, whatever Shannon Sharp says compared to maybe a Kendrick Perkins or a Brian Windhorst or, anybody like that. I enjoy the entertainment aspect, but I mean, if I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen to the nuts and bolts and, tell me the pros and cons of each team breaking it down, then I don't, Shannon Sharp, I don't think is that guy, but he's very smart. He's very entertaining. I'll give him all that.
I think it's because most guys don't cross section.
They stay in their lane.
They stay in the sport that they made their name in.
Yeah.
I actually like when a guy jumps out of their sport specifically and they will talk about other sports.
Well,
because it shows their versatility.
Well, absolutely. And I think
it's not like when they were kids, they just played one sport.
Oh, no. And that's something that I think a lot of these athletes that are there now do have that advantage of the fact that they did play a lot of sports, even growing up, before you get to, college or wherever you start to be specialized. Nowadays, you've got kids that start specializing when, before they're even teenagers. You have to pick a sport and you have to commit to it, and that's your thing. And it's great that they can take even just, high school experience and relate to it, because I think a lot of us can take, some of that basic experience. But I enjoy listening. I just don't know that if I'm going to, sit and listen to the nuts and bolts.
He's not your NBA guy.
He's not my NBA guy. There are other NBA guys before him.
I got you. All right, 651-461-9226. Something that may come up starting at 8 o'clock when you hear President Donald Trump talking on this very station. And also tonight in his speech, the talker of the day, the tariffs. We discuss it next. All right, the word of the day is tariffs. And we know that tariffs are in the news because of a potential trade war between the U.S., Canada, China, and Mexico. Okay? Because President Donald Trump has said, I'm going to impose big tariffs on all these countries. And these countries are saying, okay, well, we're just not going to take that from you. We're going to impose tariffs on you too. So how does this really shake out? How does it work? How does it impact us? So let me say it in this way. And this is the easiest, most plain way I can say it. I will be saddened if throughout all of this, because we heard this leading up to the election about the tariffs, and now we're here. This is our find out situation. That prices are raised on all of us. Okay? Which none of us want that. All of us are upset at the prices now. Okay? Forget about prices going up. Prices now that we want to go down. That's where we're at. Any rational person would say, look, we want to be in a situation where prices are going to go down, not where prices are going to go up. Okay? That's not what we need. I think that we're in a place, though, where, and we've heard this the last couple days, where people have stated that we're probably looking at a situation where some prices are going to go up. We've heard politicians mention as much on the different networks, or all the different networks, whatever network you want to talk about, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever, they've acknowledged that is a likely a possibility. But this is an interesting clip I want to play for you guys, okay? And if you're big MAGA, if you're a big Trump supporter, this clip is from Fox Business, okay? Maria Bartiromo, Mornings with Maria, she had a reporter out with Fox Business and her show at an auto dealership. There's an auto dealer by the name of Dave Kelleher. He is the owner, and he talked with them live on the air about the impact of tariffs.
I sold over for a customer, $80,000 truck. It's $100,000 now. So he's not going to buy the truck. It's going to sit on my lot at the higher interest rates we're paying right now for floor plan. And nobody's going to buy the truck because it just had a $20,000 price increase.
Right. Kelly Blue Book will put the number up. They say the average vehicle will go up by about $3,000. Does it sound right to you?
No. No, it will not. We don't have the broad stroke. We don't have the linear, the tight strokes. But to me, it's a 25% tariff. So that affects our parts that come from over these countries and a whole bunch of our cars.
And you've been basing your business model on free trade, basically. This is what the American Automakers Policy Council says, Maria, in response to this. They say our American automakers invested billions in the U.S. to meet the requirements of the current free trade agreement. They shouldn't have their competitiveness undermined by tariffs that'll raise the cost of building vehicles in the U.S. and stymie investment in the American workforce while competitors from the outside of North America benefit. The German, there's no tariff on the German cars.
No, they're
Japanese.
They're going to be okay. But think about it. We built our business around that. The OEMs built their business around that. And now it changes on a dime. And we can't build a $4 billion plant overnight in the United States. So I think building in the United States is great. I think enhancing the participation from the other countries on the other things. But this is pretty radical.
I hear you. There you go, Maria, where the rubber meets the road here.
All right, great. Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
All right, so that was that was the auto dealer. His name is Dave Kelleher. And the actual dealership is a Dodge dealership. Okay? And I think that one of the things that was disappointing to me is at the very end, you could hear her when she picked it back up in the studio, Maria just didn't give a damn. Like, she just kind of like, okay, well, whatever. Like, and I don't think that we should have that attitude about any of the Americans out there that are trying to make a living, that are trying to provide and sell things. And we are the ones that have to pull the trigger make the decision on whether the price is going to be too high or whatever for us. That gentleman said that a truck that he was going to sell for $80,000 is now about to sit on his lot. Of course, rightfully, he's going to be upset about that.
Yeah, and I think when you're spinning a narrative and telling something in such a way that this has been the one message and you've been framing it this way, and then somebody comes along and inadvertently tells you something that you've been maybe hiding from your viewers, you're kind of taken back. I think she just didn't know what to do because, like, okay, cool, cool, cool.
Well, it was one of those moments where it felt like she thought it was going to play out a different way.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like she was almost dismissive of what that guy was saying.
But don't be flippant about it.
No, and I think because, you know, they have been telling their viewers that the tariffs are not a big deal. The tariffs are something that are going to be paid by, you know, by the exporting country. So what you're being told from somebody that doesn't have any, you know, any agenda other than just telling you what he's dealing with, it didn't fit the story that they've been telling. So she's almost like, okay, yeah, I got the sense that she's like, okay, let's move on to something else.
Yeah, to me, she should never have been dismissive of the gentleman like that. Like, he owns the dealership. He's not just like a sales guy. Like, he owns a Dodge dealership. Like, understand what he's saying. He said he sold an order for a customer, an $80,000 truck. He says it's $100,000 now. So now he's not going to buy the truck. It's going to sit on my lot. Yeah.
And we're going to hear a lot more of those stories. We're going to hear a lot of those things where people are not going to be able to afford what they had maybe agreed to or things that they want to. Or, I mean, we are going to see a lot of habits change because we are going to have to pay more out of pocket. Things are going to be more expensive, not less expensive.
And people in America right now do not have the disposable income to go ahead and pay extra or larger prices for stuff. That's just not where we are right now. We've had a lot of stuff that people have gone through the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and especially if you're talking about an $80,000 truck, $80,000 seems like a lot of money. To me, it seems like a lot of money to a lot of people. But if you can go out and you budget, you're like, okay, I get $80,000 for this big item purchase, and maybe that's the top of my price range, and now you're getting priced out of it. Yeah, guess what? The people that have that inventory, they're sitting on this overhead, and guess what? It's a sunken cost because, as well with that vehicle, there's depreciation when it sits on the lot. So there are a lot of concerning things that are going to happen over the next few years that are happening now.
Unfortunately. Oh, man. I feel for the guy. And then just the people from the union, they have expressed that this is not good.
Yeah, there are a lot of economists. There are a lot of people that have stressed that. I mean,
how about the stocks?
I mean, stocks tumbled greatly, and now you've got, you know, these tariffs that, I mean, I believe it's the Hawley Scott tariff of like 1930. If you look that up, that's kind of where we're at when it helped accelerate us into the Great Depression. That's, you see historical comparisons to that, and that's not hyperbole. I mean, you see that, and you've got people that are, you know, you've got economists saying that we are on that track with these tariffs if you make that connection back to a previous point in time.
Let's get to headlines, and then we're going to wrap it up before we hear from President Donald Trump at 8 o'clock.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We finish off headlines tonight in the final segment. Programming note, the late show is done at 8 because at 8 o'clock you will hear from President Donald Trump as he speaks to the nation, starting here in just a matter of moments.
Yeah, not the State of the Union, but it's addressing the joint member of Congress is what I've seen. So yep. Let's get into it. Hey, Weird Al Yankovic, the world's best-selling comedy recording artist, is going to bring his comedy rock show back to Minnesota this year. The just-announced Bigger and Weirder 2025 tour includes a Thursday, September 11th stop at the Ledge Amphitheater at Way Park. Yes, a quote, after two world tours and smaller venues with scaled-down intimate shows featuring his original songs, Weird Al now returns to the big stage for the first time in 6 years, playing his iconic hits as well as some of the fan favorites, which have never been performed live, according to the tour announcement. Now, the multimedia production will include a giant video wall, multiple costume changes, and an 8-piece ensemble featuring Weird Al's original band, according to the announcement. A pop culture icon, he's won 5 Grammys and joins Madonna and Michael Jackson as one of 3 artists to ever chart in the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100 in 4 consecutive decades. Now, the 65-year-old is known for his parodies of hit songs from artists such as Taylor Swift, Usher, Nirvana, Eminem, Queen, Lady Gaga, and more. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 7th. At 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.
Weird Al. I haven't heard a Weird Al song in forever. But, like, back when we were young, like, he was awesome. And I'm not trying to hate on him now, but I can't tell you that I paid attention to Weird Al in the last 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, he's had some good ones, you know, tacky word crimes.
What was the one that was like Beat It from Michael Jackson? What was that?
Eat It.
Eat It. Yeah. Eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think kind of as we've gotten further into the everybody can create content stage, like, I think that he's kind of taken a step back. But I think when he tours, and I think a friend of mine told me that he actually got his start in like the early 80s.
Mid 80s, 83.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that he did is he played at Valley Fair. I think he played a small concert at Valley Fair. So I think, you know, Minnesota's, you know, near and dear to his heart, which I think is kind of cool.
Another one rides the bus.
Yes. Hey, stocks tumbled in morning trading on Wall Street Tuesday as a trade war, you said, between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalated, wiping out all the gains for the S&P 500 since Election Day. Tariffs between the United States, China, Canada, and Mexico have helped to extend a recent slump for the U.S. stocks that was prompted by signs of weakness in the economy. The S&P 500 fell 1.4%, weighed down by nearly every sector except real estate and utilities, which are typically considered relatively safer investments. Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 580 points as of 10:04 Eastern. Now the NASDAQ composite fell 1.4%. Markets in Europe fell sharply, while stocks in Asia saw more modest declines. The drop follows a steep sell-off on Monday. Altogether, the decline has wiped out all of the market's gains since President Donald Trump's election in November. Worries about tariffs, rising consumer prices, and reigniting inflation have been weighing on both the economy and Wall Street. Imports from Canada and Mexico are now to be taxed at 25%. Canadian energy products subject to 10% import duties. 10% tariff that Trump placed on Chinese imports in February was doubled to 20%. China responded to the new U.S. tariffs by announcing it will impose additional tariffs of up to 15% on imports of key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy and beef, and expanded controls on doing business with key U.S. companies. Now, Canada plans on slapping tariffs on more than $100 billion of American goods over the course of 21 days, and Mexico also plans tariffs on goods imported from the United States. Now, the tariffs are prompting warnings from retailers, including Target and Best Buy, as they report their latest financial results. Target slumped almost 5% despite beating Wall Street's earnings forecast. There's going to be what they call meaningful pressure on its profits to start the year because of the tariffs and other costs. Best Buy plunged 13.9% after giving investors a weaker than expected earnings forecast and warning about tariff impacts.
Dude, so the tariffs not only will hurt all the consumers, it's going to hurt all the businesses. It's going to hurt all of us. Listen, Best Buy has to be feeling oof, like, they got a pit in their stomach right now. They have to. It's not a good feeling right now if you're Best Buy. Target, clearly, they've slumped here, the 4.9%. Getting in the middle of and starting a trade war is not what we should be doing right now.
No, and this is all to try and prove how powerful we can be on the world stage. We're weakening the United States because we're alienating all of our allies.
Yeah, and that's not, and why would you do that? Like, why would you purposely piss off the rest of the world?
It's to me, it's not America first right now. It's America isolated, because never mind. But yeah, the tariffs are a whole other thing. Hey, music mogul Jay-Z has filed a defamation lawsuit against an anonymous woman who earlier accused him of raping her when she was 13, alleging she was banking on what they call false and malicious claims for financial gain. The lawsuit, filed Monday in federal court in the Southern District of Alabama, where the woman, identified only as Jane Doe, lives, also accuses her and her attorneys of extortion and being what they call soullessly motivated by greed. Now, Jay-Z, whose legal name is Sean Carter, claims the allegation against him were malevolent efforts to assassinate the impeccable and lifetime earned character of his personal and professional life. The woman, in a previous lawsuit, alleged rapper and music producer Sean Diddy Combs and Jay-Z sexually assaulted her in a 2000 at an MTV Video Music Awards after party in Manhattan. Carter has vigorously denied the allegations. And that case was dropped last month after the woman withdrew her lawsuit against the men in a notice of voluntary dismissal signed by Doe's attorneys. Now, Carter's lawsuit claims Doe, quote, voluntarily admitted to his representatives that no assault occurred, and it accuses her lawyer, Tony Busby, of coercing her into pursuing the allegations to extract a substantial financial settlement. In addition to the defamation claim against the woman, Carter accuses her and her attorneys of malicious prosecution, abuse of process, and civil conspiracy.
I think that Tony Busby is in trouble. He's out of Houston, ain't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he's...
That's where the cheaters are. I figured I might as well say it before you do.
I wasn't even going to take any shots at the Astros.
I knew you were going to do that.
No, I wasn't.
I knew you were. Well, you might as well take a shot at him.
You got him catching strays out here.
I do. What?
Let's get to this last one quickly.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Red Robin announced it's considering closing around 70 underperforming locations as the...
Red Robin!
Yeah, yum.
Remember, Red Robin, right off of 55.
Yes.
Right there in... Is that... That'd be Plymouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go by it. Like, when I bring my daughter to school, we go by it.
Yep.
On, Northwest or Zedium.
Oh, man.
Remember? Yeah. The chain's total revenues for 2024 are $1.25 billion, a decrease of almost $55 million when compared to 2023, according to a February's earnings release. Now, while Red Robin had some negative results in 2024, they said that the burger chain's more than 300 company-owned locations continue to perform well, including making a sales gain. Following the 2024 fiscal year, there were 498 Red Robin's restaurants. Those 407 were company-owned, 91 were operated by franchisees. Now, Red Robin is not a recent anomaly, as other restaurant chains, including Denny's and Wendy's, have decided to close underperforming locations to improve their companies. Denny's announced it will shutter 70 to 90 restaurants. The chain closed 88 a year ago. Wendy's closed 276 poor-performing restaurants last year, according to Restaurant Dive.
Not good. Another one bites the dust, and that's not what we want at all. Gosh, that sucks, dude. How often do you take your family to Red Robin?
We haven't been there in a couple years, but every time we go, it's really good. Like, Red Robin's good stuff.
Wait, do they do the all-you-can-have fries?
Yes.
Okay.
At least they did last time I was there.
Gotcha.
Yum.
I'm just going to wrap up the show. The president speaking to the nation coming up in just a matter of moments right here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. I will talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most: cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.